Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Open University presents Education at Your Doorstep, a program of learning for everyone.
Well, listeners, we now bring you a lesson from English for third-year students titled Dryden, an Essay on Dramatic Poesy by Professor Sivaramakrishna.
Dryden, an Essay on Dramatic Poesy. Born in 1631 in Northamptonshire and educated at the Westminster School, Dryden became financially independent at a young age when his father passed away, leaving him two-thirds of his estate. Therefore, he discontinued his studies at Trinity College and took to writing plays after moving to London. In 1662, he was elected member of the Royal Society, and on the recommendation of King Charles II, he was conferred an M.A. degree by the Archbishop of Canterbury. The Great Plague of London, which broke out in 1665, made him retire to the country and continue to write plays and poems. Recognition of his literary talent came in the form of appointment as Poet Laureate and Historiographer Royal. This was a prosperous and prestigious position. Dryden has been considered a man who made the best of circumstances in a very intelligent way. For instance, he took advantage of the political conflict between Earl of Shaftesbury and King Charles II and composed his famous political satire Absalom and Achitophel. Then he changed his religion to Roman Catholicism in 1686 when he thought it would be advantageous to be a Catholic in England because the Catholic King James ascended the throne in 1685. Dryden wrote in an age which has been designated as the Restoration Period. This period was named due to the restoration of monarchy in England after a period of Cromwell's rule called as the Commonwealth. King Charles II came to the throne of England in 1660, and this was the beginning of the Restoration Period. Dryden was possibly the most representative writer of the Restoration Period. He was a versatile genius who was equally well-versed in prose and verse. He wrote heroic plays such as Tyrannic Love, 1669, The Conquest of Granada, 1670, and Aurangzeb, 1675. He also wrote sentimental tragedies such as All for Love. Dryden was famous for his satirical poems such as Macfleckno and Absalom and Achitophel. His contribution to English literary theory was very significant, and Dr. Johnson himself, a great literary figure, acknowledged this when he described Dryden as the father of English criticism. Through his critical theory, he advocated the Aristotelian theory of imitation or mimesis. According to this, poetry should inform the reader about human nature and should be governed by rules of good sense and reason. Though he wrote only one formal critical essay, that is, the present one, his ideas have great significance in the development of critical thought in England. His work was influenced by French critics, but to a large extent, Dryden was a very original critic on his own. Dryden's criticism has been identified as the imitation of nature and truth, the model of which was supplied by the ancients and which any novice can learn in their school, the identification of literary pleasures with the satisfaction of rational demands. Thus, Dryden made way for the classical tradition, but generally called the neoclassical tradition, to be introduced into English literature. The form of the essay which we are studying is that of a dialogue. It is a replica, if not a total derivative model, of the dialogues of Plato. In the ancient times, this form was popularly used for those subjects where different points of view had to be expressed. Dryden found it suitable for his purpose because he wanted to express all the varied contemporary opinions about the topic he had chosen in the space of a single essay. He also used the conversational style in order to make his prose style informal, free from dogmatism, and yet urbane. The conversation takes place while four friends are traveling in a boat over the river Thames. They are Eugenius, Crates, Lycidius and Neander. Dryden chose these classical names so that their views would not be ascribed to any particular living person, though these persons have been identified by some of the contemporaries. The topic of the essay is the rival merits of ancient and modern writers of dramatic poetry. This was a crucial issue in those times because such a debate arose in Italy over the contribution of Ariosto and Tasso. Also, the dramatists of the Restoration period were deeply concerned about classical drama in comparison to English drama their times. Dryden supported the moderns, but his stance was moderate because he had great admiration for the ancients. And finally, all the participants come to the conclusion that the purpose of dramatic poesy is to give delight. The essay begins with the speech of Crates on support of the ancients. He is described as a person with sharp judgment and a very delicate, subtle taste in wit. He believes that poetry was much appreciated by ancient Greeks. They made their own rules because when art is created, there are no set rules and the rules can only come later. He gave the example of Phaedra, Agamemnon and Medea to show how ancient drama used themes of cruelty, revenge, lust and ambition. But there was a scarcity of love scenes. Lycidius supported French drama because he believed that the followers of the classical rules were more close than the English. They were stricter in observing the three unities of time, place and action. They do not depict any impossible transformation in the characters on the stage. They do not distract the main issue of the play by using underplots. And they rejected tragic comedy as absurd. The French plays are excellent because of effective characterization, logical development of plot and very stylistic niceties and subtleties. The major part of the essay is devoted to Neander's opinion about English drama. He concedes some of the points about French drama put forward by Lycidius. The French are very careful about the regularity of plot and observe the laws of comedy strictly. Moreover, their decorum of stage is much more precise than that of the English. But the laws of nature are ultimate test of a piece of drama, and in this, the French plays cannot come up to the excellence of the English plays. According to Dryden, French drama is not close to actual life and its humours. Otherwise, how can tragedy and comedy be kept separate when in real life they occur simultaneously most of the time? Next, he talks about the multiple plots in English drama. This, he says, gives scope for profusion of action in a single play, while French drama has too little action. Lycidius had declared that a single plot gives scope of expressing intense passions, but Neander says that he finds French verses coldest I have ever read. Neander declares that the sterile acceptance of the unities of time, place and action make the French plays incongruous. Neander now boldly affirms the two merits of English drama. Some examples of English drama are as regular as the French ones and have more variety of plot and character. Second, the English plays are more vigorous in their appeal. For instance, the plays of Shakespeare, Ben Jonson and Fletcher have a more masculine fancy and greater spirit. To prove this point, Neander takes up a detailed analysis of Ben Jonson's play, The Silent Woman. This play observes the three unities. The central character is convincing and his action is realistic. It has numerous characters who show different humours. In this way, Neander passionately persuades the others that English dramatists are the greatest and ends by paying a tribute to the contemporary dramatists when he observes, "He who is endowed with a sound judgment has no need of history, geography or moral philosophy to write correctly. Judgment is indeed the master workman in a play." So engrossed is he that Eugenius has to remind him that the barge in which they had set out has come to the shore, and the essay ends on a positive note by paying tribute to the dramatic poesy, especially of the English moderns. What I have tried to suggest to you is that the significance of Dryden consists in being not just a critic but a creative writer. When opinions about criticism are expressed by a creative writer, the advantage is he is talking from experience and not from theorizing. Therefore, when we describe Dryden as the father of English criticism, we describe it accurately because he has set the tone which English criticism followed later on, right up to Eliot. Because most of the distinguished critics have also been creative writers of great eminence. If this point is kept in mind, we will be able to understand not only the historical significance of this essay, but also its continuing relevance. Relevance in terms of what is said about what is not said about the classical, and how each nation has to develop its own drama in terms of its own cultural specifics. Dryden emphasizes that the three unities are necessary but cannot be regarded in a very doctrinaire way, with the result that they are not indispensable. Therefore, the essay of dramatic poesy tries to combine the criteria of drama and the standards of poetry, which should be balanced so that a perfect work of art emerges.
Dryden, an essay on dramatic poesy. That was a lesson brought to you from English for third year students.
చదువుకు వయస్సుతో నిమిత్తం లేదు, జ్ఞానామృత భాండానికి తరుగే లేదు. జ్ఞానం మానవుని ఉన్నత అవసరాల్లో ఒకటి. ఉన్నత అవసరాలు మనుషుల్ని మరింత ఉన్నతుల్ని చేస్తాయి. విజ్ఞాన కల్పతరువులో ఎన్నో శాఖోపశాఖలు, సార్వత్రిక విశ్వవిద్యాలయంలో కావలసిన అవకాశాలు. జ్ఞానార్జనలో స్త్రీ పురుషులిద్దరూ సమానులే. జీవితాంతం మానవులందరూ విద్యార్థులే. విద్య ఉత్తమ జీవన విధానానికి పునాది, ఉన్నత లక్ష్యాలకు చెరగని బాట. జీవితం ఒక కురుక్షేత్రం అన్నది నిజం. అందుకే మనమందరం ఔదాం ఏకలవ్యులం.
Education at your doorstep. That was a program of learning for everyone. Brought to you by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Open University. So listeners, it's bye till our next radio lesson.